Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Where are you going with this?
Okay.
You have COVID now, huh?
You're right. That was bad. And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we make the apocalypse just a little bit worse.
Yeah, by explaining dumb things that people believe about it. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
How's it going, dude?
Terrible. How you doing?
In a constant state of panic.
Wonderful. Just like us all.
I know.
Well, it's the end of days, and why not go out with a bang?
Yes, that's right? True. Well, I didn't really want to talk about COVID anymore, but a couple things happened. The first of which is that October month. Just can you say it for me?
October month.
October month is
wrong, but okay.
Is next week, and I figured that's a whole month that we're not going to talk about anything relevant. So let's make sure before we go into it, we talk about something topical, right? Mm,
like a beautiful ointment to rub into your skin and fill you with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like the anti-CBD. Like you rub it in and you're like, your heart races. Like nicotine CBD.
You use CBD? That. I use bleach.
Nicotine cream. You use bleach?
Yeah. I rub that into my skin.
That's a...
And I don't get COVID.
Okay.
So it's a win-win. So far,
yeah, I mean, so far, the science experiment you've done is 100% accurate because you haven't got COVID.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Small sample size, though.
Right. Sample size of one. I'm going to call it.
Sample size of me. Yeah. I feel like if people understood that the sample size of me isn't really like scientifically bounding, we'd have a much better world.
That's the whole argument I got into with my brother-in-law when he's like, weed cures cancer. Watch this Fox documentary on YouTube. And I was like, that's one person. And also show me a peer-reviewed article. He's like, all right, I can show you all these videos. I'm like,
it reminds me of this meme that I saw today.
Nothing is real until it hurts me. That's the motto of the Republican Party. So the second thing that happened, speaking of in-laws, is my father-in-law came over and his wife came over to have dinner. We had Pizza Hut, for anyone asking.
Mm.
And my wife was talking about how she was donating blood. There was a blood drive and she donated blood for the first time in a while. She's very happy about it. And he was like, do you know your blood type? And she's like, yeah, I'm A positive. Nick's A positive. And he was like, I'm type O. And then it started this whole conversation about how he claimed having type O blood made you immune to COVID-19.
Okay, no.
Hang on.
Okay, I had to stop you there for a second. I know.
We all said...
I didn't want anybody to soundbite you out of context.
thanks for watching out for me.
All the people that clip our show to share in their social media.
Yeah, all the TikToks people make out of us. We all said, okay, show us proof. And much like his own son, he's like, I can find tons of videos on YouTube of, and I quote, people with PhDs in blood typing talking about it.
Wow, I want to go to school to get my PhD in blood typing.
Yeah. Wow. So just... I mean, for those that don't know, YouTube isn't a peer-reviewed study, but what do I know? Even his wife was like, you know, my mom had COVID. She's type O. And so at that point, he kind of backtracked a little bit and moved on to, well, you don't get COVID as badly as other blood types. Like, the symptoms aren't as severe. And she said, we were worried whether or not she was going to live through it. So
that upset my entire family.
I understand. COVID can't be transferred through dogs, but they can feel the pain. You know what I mean?
Of misinformation.
So anyway, my wife and I said, sounds like a Stranger Still episode. And I mentioned it to you and you said, well, it sounds like it might be a game of telephone because there might be something about blood types because you had heard something about it.
Yeah.
And because of that, I knew we had to make it a topic, but I also knew it wasn't going to cover a whole episode. So I have 5 COVID-19 myths to share with you guys today.
Wonderful. And we couldn't fight in person like we normally did to settle our disputes because we didn't want to get COVID.
Right.
Because I don't remember my blood type.
Yeah, so we had to make an episode out of it. If you want to see the fight fist on the fights, air. That's on Patreon.
Yeah.
That's on our own.
Dude, fans. I would beat the crap out of you for money. I would absolutely...
For the views.
No holds barred. Ruin our friendship. Yeah. But we get paid. Yeah. Like, what a gift.
It's like
go to patreon.com/stranger still?
Yeah, /stranger still. So we got to start with, we're going to talk about 5G, pineal glands, things you can eat and drink to prevent COVID. But we got to start with the blood type theory.
I can't wait till we get the pineal glands, since I showed you a documentary about pineal glands once called From Beyond.
Yeah, the documentary From Beyond.
Very big slime budget in that film.
Uh-huh. It's very, very pink. Yeah, and the thing comes out of the guts. It's disgusting. Okay, hang on. If anyone's out there like, what's From Beyond? Please don't watch it. Just don't and don't. You're welcome. So I'm going to skip right to the end with blood type theory. I think you're right. It sounds like a complete game of telephone. And then even after I told you, like, there's nothing to this, you sent me more articles that just muddy the waters even more. And my research hinges on a July study published in the Annals of Hematology. And
watch language.
I was hoping that you'd make a joke about hematology being a dirty word. So I guess previous to this study, there's claims that people with type A blood were at a higher risk for COVID. And there's also claims that certain blood types would have worsened or more severe COVID symptoms like A, B, or AB. And there's a bunch of hullabaloo. So a lot of researchers have been working on it. There's some in China that were working on it. But the one I was looking at came from Massachusetts General Hospital, where they went through almost 8,000 cases between March and April, looked at the blood types of people that tested positive for COVID and found 1,300 people. And what they found, first of all, they looked at how bad the inflammation for the patients was to gauge how severe their symptoms was or how bad their symptoms were. So if they had worse inflammation, they had a worse string of COVID or a worse time with it. And they found no correlation between blood type and heightened or lessened inflammation. So if you have type B or you're positive, Rh positive, you're not going to have a worse time with COVID than someone with type O or type A or whatever. But they did find, to their surprise, people with the blood types B positive and AB positive that were symptomatic for COVID were more likely to test positive for it. Inversely, people with type O that were symptomatic, they had COVID symptoms, were less likely to test positive. And I make that very clear because then I did find several articles afterward. Even the article that I got this from wasn't clear, unless you went to like the actual study, that these people were still symptomatic. They could have had COVID-19, but they tested positive more easily or negative more easily. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so far I've been following through.
Yeah, so from my understanding, it isn't that people with type O are less likely to get COVID. It's just that they're less likely to test positive for it, even if they have the symptoms. Now, there was a study in China that said, I forget the exact figures because you sent it to me after I did all my research.
Yeah, I could tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I got.
Yeah.
Now this is from Desiree, who went to nursing school, who says there is a 20% less chance of you contracting it, not of testing positive for it, because blood type O has natural antibodies to both A and B. O is universal blood type. O can be used for any blood type. So, I mean, and then there were studies in here that claim that, but then they weren't peer reviewed.
That's what I found.
That's what I ran into. Yeah.
Also one of them came from like a local news station. So, I mean, it's not, I don't know. So, one thing that my father-in-law tried to say was that there's receptors on the surface of O type blood, so it makes like there's different receptors than the other types of blood, so the virus can't attach to it and be carried throughout the body. And I was like, that's not how viruses work. They just go into cells and replicate themselves until that cell explodes open. And then he's like, well, they target blood cells. And I was like, I don't think so. So I looked it up, and just for everyone's peace of mind, they mostly target the cells in your lungs, nose, and intestines. I know, John's making a face.
Anytime you say the word intestines on this show, I just get upset because it's not the first time.
It's not. We've talked about a lot worse things too, but you don't cringe at those. I'm just saying. So I never really thought about it attacking like the lining or the cells in your intestines, but I guess that's where people get the nasty poops, and that's why we ran out of toilet paper, maybe. But if you have
now you're getting me upset. Let's keep going.
Well, if you have the nasty poops, you'll just want to make sure that you're eating healthy and drinking plenty of fluids. That was my transition, John. That's why I said nasty poopies. I'm sorry about it. So I kept coming across, and I'm sure other people have too, there are things that you could supposedly eat or drink to prevent COVID. And we hear all the time people talking about drinking bleach, but there's a few more surprising ones in here as well. I think you came across some. But as far as bleach goes, people have tried drinking it, injecting it, and then after people are like, no, you're going to die. You'll kill the virus, but you'll also kill yourself. People began spraying it on their skin and even bathing in it. Like they claim the chlorine would soak into your body through the skin and then kill the COVID virus inside your body. People also recommend gargling bleach. It goes without saying that this is a horrible idea.
How do you think we got here, though? Like, did you know that there are this many people that would try this kind of thing? I mean, I'm sure that's a bigger question that we could have to answer at the end of this whole thing, but
yeah, I
it just baffles me. I feel like we swept so much ignorance under the rug for so many years.
Yeah,
and 2020 is just like surprise.
Yeah,
it's just that sucker up.
Came out like a volcano. I think because people clean with bleach and they know that it kills bacteria and whatever on surfaces, and they're like, well, I'll just put that inside my body. And I guess like, even when the CDC comes out and says, hey, if you come into contact with COVID, just make sure you clean all your surfaces with like diluted bleach or whatever, then people are like, well, if that works for my surfaces, it's gonna work for my innards. I think how we get there.
I think if we live in a world where you order hot coffee on a menu, you can get upset if it doesn't say hot on the actual cup itself.
Well, that's all. That we should do an episode on that. But anyway, I did get this quote from Dr. Wayne Carter from medicalnewstoday.com that said, disinfectants and bleach are strong oxidizing agents useful to kill bacteria or viruses when they're deposited on surfaces. But these agents should not be ingested or injected. These agents can cause severe tissue burns and blood vessel damage. So like I said, you might kill the virus, but you'll also kill yourself. Which, I don't know, a lot of Gen Z humor likes that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and beyond that, I've seen like real interviews. One of my new favorite YouTube channels is Old Gas No Bricks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great, great fella. He's coming out with a show with Tim and Eric. They're like hooking him up with a TV show. Nice. So that's going to be fun. But one of the things he did was he covered one of the protests and then an anti-protest protest. And there's all these guys that were saying like, I'd rather die not wearing a mask than wear a mask and lose my freedoms.
Yeah.
COVID's not real, but I'd rather die. Well, doesn't that make it real, man?
Yeah.
Like, if you think you're going to die and you'd rather do so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you say he covers protests, what you mean is he just holds up a microphone in front of people and lets them be idiots by themselves. It's pretty good stuff. Go watch All Gas No Brakes. But of course, the consumption doesn't stop there. There's this claim that drinking alcohol kills COVID, and this one's funny to me because people will like say it humorously with like a cocktail in hand. Like we have this neighborhood cookout, and people would be like, haha, I'm preventing COVID, and knock it back. But then there's people that are like, no, really, it does. So they end up drinking like high strength ethyl alcohol, also known as ethanol, that thing that we put in our gas tanks and cosmetics. Some people.
Well, we also put corn in our gas tanks, of course.
Yeah. People also cut
if you drink that stuff, I mean, it still kills you.
I do drink corn.
But it probably tastes better.
Yeah. People will cut it with methanol, which is used in things like pesticides as well as our gas tanks. And the last nail in the coffin here is the World Health Organization pointed out that alcohol consumption just in general weakens your immune system and would likely have the reverse effect people think that it does. So good job.
Just like milk.
Oh, yeah, because it saps out the calcium, the vitamin. No, not vitamin. Whatever. I saw in one article people were drinking or gargling cow urine, but I didn't want to look into that further, so I just didn't.
Hold on. That sounds Indian. Is that an Indian thing?
I don't know if it is. I assumed that it was like people don't want to drink their own pee, so they'll drink bovine pee. I didn't want to look into it. For the first time, I didn't look into it for you guys.
That's an Indian thing. I'm not being weird. That's okay. It's called Gamatura.
Look at you being more cultured than I am.
I just remember, I think we may have covered something about it before. It's like a Hindu soft drink that they make out of cow pee because cows have divinity. They don't eat cow.
Yeah, but that's pee.
So they take the pee and they bottle it and sell it. And then you could put it in your hair or you could drink it for like sexual vitality. And it's
but
gross.
But it's pee. So you can like literally give yourself a golden shower with bovine pee.
Nick, that's disgusting. In a bottle.
Yeah, so I also saw a claim that garlic will work. And just listen, just tell me what's wrong with this line of thought. Garlic has been shown in some studies to slow the growth of bacteria. And that's why people think that it will prevent COVID-19. Except it's coronavirus and not corona bacteria. Yes, I couldn't land that one. It's not going to do anything. I mean, it might slow the growth of bacteria. Garlic does strengthen your immune system, but COVID is a virus. You see what's wrong with this?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of conceptions about that. I think we almost did a whole episode on differences between viruses and bacteria.
Did we not? I think some of them.
From the Young Turks.
I don't know.
I think she said that we should do something on that. I don't remember.
I feel like we might have talked about it in like our Cure for the Common Cold episode or something. I don't know. But the last one I have here, and then I'll turn it over to you for whatever you've got, is that people think sucking on a lemon or drinking lemon-infused water can change the pH in your mouth and or whole body enough to kill COVID. And I got this from HartfordHealthcare.org. It said COVID-19 viral particles live in a pH range of 5.5 to 8.5, which doesn't mean anything to me. But if you put them outside of that range, then they'll die. So some people
think... What's an average pool? 7?
I think base is 7, yeah. 8? I don't know.
7.4.
So...
Don't swim.
So some people think that changing the pH in your mouth or body will fight off coronavirus, but you can't change the pH inside your body. COVID-19 has other entry points besides the mouth too, such as nose or eyes. So I guess you could shove a lemon up your nose and put it in your eyes if you wanted to. I'm not going to tell these people not to do it, because if you're dumb enough to put lemons in your eyes, then I think you deserve it.
It does work, but you have to have like lemon contact solution.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work because you can't change the pH of your body. You're not going to be able to accomplish that.
Well, can you change your PhD?
Of your body? Yeah, you just got to go to school for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Next, I have a tweet from... Oh, wait, do you have any other things that you can eat or drink? I thought you had
that
a couple.
That we could eat or drink? Well, to prevent COVID. I mean, let me check my stuff here. I have garlic, hand dryers, methanol, mosquitoes, saline... House flies? I don't know if you eat house flies. I didn't read this one yet.
No, I think that just... People think that COVID can be transmitted through mosquitoes and house flies, and it can't. So that's not even on my honorable mentions at this point. So I got a tweet from Dear Leader. He said, the only reason the U.S. has reported 1 million cases of coronavirus is that our testing, capital, is so, with 3 O's, much better than any other country in the world with a capital W. Other countries are way behind us in testing with a capital T, and therefore show far fewer cases. When he tweeted this, I believe we had more tests done than China and less cases or something like that. So that just throws this whole theory out of the water. But what's
it was still wrong, and now it's more wrong.
Yeah. So there's a couple things wrong with it. And I saw this analogy on Snopes that... He's looking at it like an IQ test. If you issue more IQ tests, you'll find more morons in the world. But what he doesn't realize is that you'll also find more smart people, unlike him. So he's looking at the lump sum, and the lump sum does look bad. But that's not how people are looking at it.
Yeah, and also IQ tests are garbage.
Yeah, well, just like Dear Leader. So to further his point, we are leading the world in number of tests being conducted, but that's for a couple reasons. And that's the first one is timing. We're in the thralls of this. A lot of other countries have already got it under control, or they had it a couple months before we were in the thralls of it. So they don't need tests to be done. And we're like the last developed country that hasn't got this under control other than Brazil, who's...
And making it patriotic to kill other people, even if it means risking their lives with a virus.
Yes.
Besides, just invading people.
But the economy.
Right.
So the other main problem is that's just not how you look at it. You can look at the lump sum, but that's not going to tell you much if you don't have the context of how many people are in your country. Because if we had 1 million cases, but 2 million people in our country, that'd be really bad. But if we had 1 million cases and 100 million people in our country, that wouldn't be as bad. It would still be bad, but it wouldn't be as bad. So you got to look at it per capita. If you look at it like that, we're second at 21,000 per million, just behind Brazil at 22,000 per million, which I'm quick to point out is a country whose new leader modeled himself after our leader.
Yeah, Bolsonaro was a right-wing extremist.
Yeah.
Who jailed the previous leader.
An episode on that guy.
That's all the other thing. Yeah.
He's scary enough to be October month. Anyway, thinking critically requires you to have more than two brain cells to rub together. Snopes looked at the average test rate back in June, and back then we were doing, I know you love big numbers, but it's important.
Oh, please. Yeah.
An average of 417,000 test cases a day.
Thousand. It's a big number.
Yeah. 417,000.
it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a good syllable to, you know.
I just have to drive it home. So of those cases, 5.2% of them came back positive. We have increased our testing since then, and by September we've been doing almost less than double, but 760,000, because you want me to emphasize it, tests a day, and 5.7 of those came back positive. So as we've increased our testing, it hasn't increased the number of people that are positive has gone up, but it hasn't increased the percentage or the per capita of people testing positive.
I think this is the political equivalent of, hey, look over there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dinosaur.
Like, and half people are like, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's so smart. His tweet reads like a high schooler. The only reason the U.S. has reported 1 million cases of coronavirus is that our testing is so much better than any other country in the world.
Oh, wow.
Other countries are way behind us in testing and therefore show far fewer cases. Get out of my country.
I like how you get so soft.
Well,
get out of my.
I didn't want the FBI to come knocking on my door.
Oh, yeah, well, good idea.
So, or since we're streaming on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, since he's a fan of, I assume he's a fan of Trump. He's so buddy buddy.
Self-enrichment.
Yeah. So,
and sunscreen.
Oh, whatever happened to that picture? That seems like so long ago, but I bet it was probably July.
There was a beautiful little video that I saw on the regular H3 channel where they tried to go out and recreate it.
I don't think I watched that. That's how behind I am on YouTube.
A lot of sunscreen.
Yeah. So we've talked about From Beyond. You know what the pineal gland is, and we've talked about it on the show. So what is the pineal gland, John?
The pineal gland is a slug that comes out of your body that lets you see into other dimensions. So you can see giant floating sperm come to kill your enemies.
Yeah, that's all made up. The real answer is that it's your third eye and what gives you insight into psychic abilities and whatnot.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, so we talked about it before. There's this claim that those infrared thermometers we're all using to take people's temperatures at a safe distance is damaging our pineal gland. And Snopes and the Associated Press had this meme on their article that said, why are they aiming a laser ray at our pineal gland for a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate? And this suggests a lot of things. First of all, it suggests the pineal gland does anything more than just control your hormones. It also suggests that the pineal gland isn't buried very deep inside your brain, and it would have to be right, like, where the infrared light hits, like, on the outside of your skin. It'd have to be, like, right on the other side of that. It also suggests that the light would make its way into your... What?
In any way. It would have to suggest that it would be harmful in any way, too.
Yeah. It would have to make its way into your body and cause damage on the inside but not affect the outside, which isn't a thing that happens. But it also suggests that the virus has a 99.9% survival rate. And it in most age groups it does, but in people over 70, we're talking like a 5% death rate. It's a precipitous drop after the age of 70. That's, you think of your grandma. That's why we're taking your temperature. It's not a big deal. Just let us do it.
And I've had friends whose grandma has passed away from COVID, and people have experienced that directly. Mm-hmm. So.
And they still don't understand. So, I alluded to this in our intro, but did you know 5G is spreading coronavirus?
You know, Phil, I did post that in the Stranger Still Facebook group, which is facebook.com/something/strangerstill.
Or just slash group still. Slash Stranger Still, yeah.
We did also get a comment on it that said, but 4G's going to get you, right?
Yeah. 4G's the one you got to watch out for. No one's been paying attention to that. So I had always heard this one. I knew the memes, but I had no idea where it came from. I just assumed that it was people assuming COVID was like being dispersed with 5G towers or something like that. I never looked into it. I'm glad that I did for a couple of reasons. The first is that it's just hilarious. And the second is that if someone ever sincerely claims this, it is incredibly easy to disprove. This whole thing sort of hinges...
I think you're allowed to take their phone away legally too. Yeah, I think you're allowed to spike it on the ground like a volleyball.
So this whole thing hinges on a study done in April of 2011, long before any of this stuff ever happened. And I'm doing my best to interpret this study, but I'm not a microbiologist, so I'm sure I'm going to get something wrong. But this study said, look, we know that...
You're a YouTuber.
I am a YouTuber.
You probably... Okay. You've been on video on YouTube, right?
Yes, which means I am peer-reviewed.
Yeah, come on.
I'm reviewed by my peers. My facts are that these researchers were like, we know that long distance interactions between cells can be conducted through things like photosynthesis. The sun shines on a plant over a long millions of miles, and it causes a chemical reaction in a plant. So there has to be other things. There's optical inputs like sunlight, but there has to be something that can create a chemical reaction over long distances in something smaller that doesn't rely on optical inputs. So they looked at a culture of E. coli, and this is incredibly fascinating in and of itself, but they found E. coli bacteria could generate small electromagnetic signals just by fluctuating energy levels, like on an electron level. They just like fluctuate their electrons and it would generate this electromagnetic energy. And the E. coli uses this to send signals to other E. coli that produce chemical reactions based on whatever the signal is. They're like, hey, we need to go this direction.
Hey, over there.
Hey, there's a human. Go make him have food poisoning.
That broccoli. Yeah, let's snuggle up in that broccoli.
Yeah, let's get on that spinach. This article actually calls it a wireless, in quotes, network that they can use to talk to each other. And they say the frequencies can be on the scale of like AM or FM, like radio frequencies, basically.
They use T-Mobile.
They use T-Mobile. Nah, they use they're Boost Mobile. They're big Pitbull fans.
Oh, wow.
So conspiracy, conspiracy theorists.
That's my impression of a Pitbull song.
We're doing more Pitbull. I don't know anything about Pitbull other than he's Mr. Worldwide. So anyway, conspiracy theorists look at the study and they say, well, you know what else is an electromagnetic frequency? 5G. It also just so happens that at the birth of the pandemic, China was doing heavy testing and or expansions into 5G technology. And you tell me it's no more harmful than radio signals? Well, I know what you're doing. You figured out how to read and send these electromagnetic signals, and you're using it to control and spread COVID to more of the population.
With spinach.
With spinach. Well, I think it's very easy.
Well, they learned it from spinach, and now they're applying that technology to 5G.
Oh, yeah. They during a lot of the E. coli outbreaks, they were studying the effects 5G had on the E. coli and the spinach cultures.
But if you set your phone to vibrate, you would not have gotten that food poisoning.
If you only did. If you only did. So if you think back to why garlic doesn't work, do you remember why garlic doesn't prevent coronavirus?
Because it's a dumb idea. Was that?
Because it's a virus.
Oh right, bacteria. Yeah.
So this whole study. Yeah, this whole study that they're claiming this was done on bacteria. All it said is that bacteria can communicate with each other with basically radio frequencies. Coronavirus is a virus. It's in the name. This is why it's incredibly hilarious to me that people just.
But I am going to create an app on your phone that you could brush your teeth and kill your bacteria with.
Yeah.
Just turn on your 5G signal.
There are
right in your mouth.
There's a bunch of people that do use like UV lights to sanitize their skin and stuff, and that's very dangerous. That's how you get skin cancer. What do I know? I'm not a medical professional. I just trust science. That's what. So
you're a YouTuber. I'm your peer. Yeah. I'm gonna review.
Thanks, bud. I just want to leave it on that note. 5G is not propagating coronavirus, and it doesn't take a preschooler to understand. Well, it might. It doesn't take a middle schooler to understand the differences between a bacteria and a virus to know that they're two completely different organisms and work incredibly different. I just don't understand how these people manage to detach their brain from their brain stem and just walk around all day. You know what I mean?
Well, it's, yeah, we live in a hellscape and it's constantly frustrating. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Besides record a podcast and hope someone out there listens.
No one listens to this anymore. Well, how about we take a break and then we can tell people how to spread the word about this podcast?
I think that sounds better than spreading 5G.
Oh, yeah. And then after the break, I also want to go through my honorable mentions of coronavirus myths. So we'll do that.
Okay. I got some too.
All right. John, where can people find us?
People can find us on StrangersToShow.com.
Sure. You can also find us at Patreon.com/StrangerStill. You can support our show.
Let me tell you something about supporting our show. There are a couple people that have been popping in and out throughout this, and we've been growing slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that happens is by you being our street team and like helping combat ignorance with us going over this kind of stuff and just having fun and hanging out and having a little bit of positivity in the world. So it actually really, really means a lot if you join the group, if you invite people to join the group, if you listen. Like, this is something that we do for fun. But it'd be a lot more fun with a lot more people. And then we'd be able to take it more serious and give you more stuff to look forward to in life.
Yeah,
other
dang
than,
it.
Oh, what's the death rate at today?
It's so sad.
We did hit 1 million yesterday. 1 million deaths worldwide. So this is like a little anniversary on that, just to bring us back down.
How morbid.
Also, you can find us on Stitcher.
Well, to bring us back up, I got a few honorable mentions of things. Some coronavirus myths. My favorite one, no, these aren't in any order, but I think I will save my favorites for last. I really like, if you can hold your breath for at least 10 seconds, you don't have COVID-19.
That was one of my favorites. And that was on the World Health Organization website.
Yeah. Well, they're just going out doing myth busting on theirs. People think that hand dryers can kill COVID. I haven't used a hand dryer since this whole thing.
I would think a hand dryer could cause it.
Right, because all that bacteria just sticks around. I don't know what viruses do, too.
I mean, I'm afraid to use those things sometimes. Yeah. I guess people are supposed to have washed their hands before they do that, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. You can't catch COVID-19 unless you're near someone infected with the virus for at least 10 minutes.
I don't know. I wouldn't let them cough in my mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't take 10 minutes for me to catch a virus. I don't know about you. Home remedies can cure and protect against COVID-19. MedicalNewsToday.com said no home remedies can protect against COVID-19. This goes for vitamin C, essential oil, silver, colloidal silver, sesame oil, garlic, fish tank cleaner, burning sage, and sipping water every 15 minutes.
So colloidal silver was something that is, silver is associated with the Bible,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
So a lot of the times they think that, oh, that's the cure to a lot of things. So that's used by a lot of televangelists, whatever it is.
Televangelists.
Thank you. And Alex Jones, he was selling colloidal silver and had to be stopped because he was selling it as a coronavirus cure. Yeah.
Well, I think I believe silver is antibiotic. Like it, bacteria can't live on the surface of it. But again, that's a bacteria.
Why not just eat cork then?
Yeah.
Isn't cork the same thing?
That's
how a lot of this stuff works. You get a grain of truth, even if it's not truth, and then you just expand it into something else, or you push it, you move it over. And I guess a lot of it is innocent. Like, people are tired. They're working all day. They don't have time to go and research this stuff, which is why I want to spread as much information as I can. There's plenty of stuff I learned on this show that I feel like I'd sound like a dummy. It's just good to know. And the other thing, I mean, that leads me to my next example, which you mentioned, was the fish tank cleaner.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that contains, what was the drug that our dear leader was saying?
Hydrochloroquine.
Hydrochloroquine. that's the fish tank cleaner. That's what that gentleman drank after Trump said so. And then
such a bad idea.
Saddest thing I've ever heard was they interviewed his wife. Yeah. And she's like, please, nobody do this. We were wrong. She drank it too. Yeah.
Of course you were wrong. God, it's fish tank cleaner. This one I got from Snopes, and it's not actually conclusive, so I don't necessarily want to call it a myth, but the study's out on it. Do taller people have a heightened risk of catching COVID-19?
It likes to hang out at around 6 feet, so we're good, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last one I have here is that the fact that you can smell...
What was that based on? What was that based on, taller people? Does it have any information?
I believe that the idea... I didn't read through it. That's why I was on my honorable mentions. But I think the particulates float up. I don't know. And then taller people are exposed to it. I don't know.
I'm just going to crouch down all day. Sidewalk.
And then the last one I have here is that the fact that you can smell a fart through a mask proves that they don't work for COVID-19.
That was your favorite one?
Yeah, because people, I think there was a meme that was like, let me see if I can find it here. I can't find it, but it was like, the fact that it can go through two pieces of cloth just on exit, and then when you smell it, it goes through another piece of cloth, and you can still smell it, means that it's not, your mask isn't going to do anything to keep COVID out. That's
great.
You're welcome. I just wanted to introduce that into your life.
Thanks. I needed that in my life. You know what you need in your life? You know what I actually did this morning, and it actually felt good. If we could get a little positive here for a sec, since we covered these things. I woke up, and normally I would just like say, like, I would look up like how many years are left in the world, and when will we all perish and die? 2024. So you go on Facebook and you see terrible people and all that. Today I went to Google and I just typed in science news, and I just like went through different sites and found new stuff.
Dude, nice.
And we talked about bacteria a bunch. And this has probably nothing to do with our episode, but I learned two things.
Do it up, man.
One was bacteria can survive in space.
Yeah.
On the International Space Station. Huh. It took a little blob in the vacuum of space, stuck it to the side with nothing protecting it. And the outer layer died and created a little chocolate truffle of germs.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, the outer layer protected the inner layer. And they think that that can help with surviving a trip to Mars. Like, because it was like 2-3 years that it survived.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the second is that it's been confirmed just yesterday or a couple days ago that white dwarfs, when stars die, mm-hmm. and they're collecting more mass, the more mass they get, the smaller they get at the same time, which is because of a special type of electron, the way that they're configured. And that's why they get so tiny that they explode. Yeah. Like, we knew that, but there's now like telescope data about it.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, so that's my remedy and moral of the day is look stuff up and find different sources
find something positive. Since we're talking about positive stuff, I just want to say that...
I just feel like I was bringing everybody down towards the end. There,
yeah,
you know?
That's okay. It's fine. The thing that keeps me positive is my daughter. And I want to tell you that... These two things she came up with today. I don't know where she gets these ideas. Maybe we accidentally raised her right. I don't know. But she was a superhero today. She made up her own superhero. She was a superhero kitty that had a watch that beeped every time someone needed help, which is weird. Wow. Like, that sounds like Powerpuff Girls or something, but I tried getting her to watch that and she never watched it.
Mm.
So she, like Ben 10, she just came up with this on her own. It was super adorable. And then we're eating supper, or this is before supper. She's like, after supper, can we go watch the sunset? I was like, what? You're four.
What? That's awesome.
Where do you get these ideas? You're way beyond your years here. So,
pour a little bit of sangria.
Yeah. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah, that's great.
So anyway, I think that'll do it. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.